Welcome to the Simple Money, Simple Life podcast. I am Matt Erickson, and I'm your host. This is a podcast where we explore how simplicity beats complexity, especially in money matters. We explore investing, personal finance, and how to live a simple and awesome life. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 62. Titled The Power of a Morning Routine. Hope you're having a great Thanksgiving holiday and enjoying being around family and friends and hopefully good food and football. Some of the things I really love about Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. I love all the elements about it. It's kind of nice because there's not a lot of gift giving or stress associated with it. Typically, it's just a time to relax and enjoy the good things of life. So hopefully you guys are all having a great Thanksgiving. And today I'm going to read a little bit. I'm going to read a paragraph or two out of a book called Goodbye Things by Fumio Sasaki. He is a minimalist and he has some a couple of good paragraphs that I would like to share and then elaborate on them a little bit. He writes on page 173 of his book, getting up early in the morning, taking a refreshing shower, sitting down to a leisurely breakfast, cleaning and doing the laundry before you leave for work will definitely affect the way you get to the office. Simply by living an organized life, you'll be more invigorated, more confident, and like yourself better compared with when you used to need to stay in bed until the last minute and rush through everything just to get to work. And when you like yourself, it'll be easier to take on other challenges. People can change starting with their lifestyles. The next paragraph he is labeled the pressure to build a successful career. He writes, quote, you're important and you're irreplaceable. Be yourself and be unique. Go for it. Strive to achieve something. We know everyone means well. But young people are probably bombarded with these types of messages on a daily basis. They're constantly being pressured to become someone. I, too, had been under the same kind of pressure until I was frustrated by my inability to fill, and I was frustrated by my inability to fulfill these expectations. Having started with most of my belongings, one thing that I can honestly say now is that there isn't really a need to accomplish something or build an ambitious future. We can begin to be content with ourselves and feel plenty of happiness by simply going about our daily lives, appreciating the present moment. When I finish my simple cleaning tasks in my new apartment and take a stroll around the neighborhood, I realize there isn't anything more that I need or want. He continues, I go to the park and watch the ducks in the pond as they fluff their feathers. I see how relaxed they look when all they're doing is fluffing their feathers. They aren't filled with tension trying to become something else. They aren't frantically attempting to build their careers. And they aren't sucking up to other ducks. All they seem to be doing is enjoying the water, fluffing their feathers, and living their lives. When it comes right down to it, isn't that all we really need in our lives too? Having parted with the bulk of my belongings, I feel true contentment with my day-to-day life. The very act of living brings me joy. I really like Fumio's book. Some of it, if you were to read it, you might find a little bit strange and out of the box and eccentric. But I like a lot of his ideas. I think a lot of us go through life pushing out of a desire to become something or become someone or become more important or noticed or quote-unquote successful. Sometimes at the expense of our happiness or our relationships or being able to find peace and contentment in life. I'm not suggesting a lifestyle of no accomplishments or boredom or not reaching our goals or achieving something, but I'm suggesting maybe a measured response to being able to pace ourselves, being able to do some introspection on why do I want to achieve this? Why am I going in this direction? Why is this important to me? If it's simply to fulfill something that may be unhealed or broken or injured from our childhood, maybe there's a better way to accomplish that. Maybe learning how to accept things and learning how to enjoy the moment can be healthier than constantly driving for success or accomplishment to try to compensate for what we might be struggling with. This happens, I think, to a lot of us, and it's just a kind of a common thing we go through in life. I liked his first paragraph about learning to have a simple morning routine and the kind of joy and happiness it brings him. And I want to talk a little bit about my morning routine and why it's so important to me. So my morning routine consists of waking up around 6 o'clock in the morning. From 6 to 7, I typically take that time to pray, study, read. I typically focus on about half of that time or two-thirds of that time on spiritual, religious type material or concepts, and the other third on maybe more scholarly or academic type stuff. It gives me time to think, to pray, to ponder, to think about my life in the big picture, but also to kind of think about the small parts of my life. It's a great time to, when my head is clear. When you first start getting up earlier and doing this, it's hard to stay awake. But once you get in the habit and your body gets accustomed to doing this, it's a time when your mind is really clear, in my opinion. Then from 7 o'clock until 8 o'clock, I go on a 1-hour walk. Typically, I listen to podcasts while I'm walking. It gives me an opportunity to listen to what I want to listen to and also think and be out in nature and enjoy the fresh air and enjoy the different walking routes that I take where I live. From about 8 to 8:40 is the time when I eat a nutritious breakfast and shower and get ready for the day, and by 9 o'clock I'm working. So that's the way most weekdays go. It's a little different on weekends because of some schedule obligations that I typically have, but even if I don't do it in that exact order on weekends, I still do all those things. I still go for a walk. I still typically listen to podcasts. I still eat a good breakfast, and I still take time to read and ponder and pray. This is my morning routine. I'm not suggesting it has to be yours, but I've gained a lot of benefit and fulfillment from this, and I want to go over some of those benefits that I have derived from having a good morning routine that I established several years ago and have stuck with it. Number one is it helps me enjoy every morning. Some people dread waking up and they hate getting out of bed and they dread starting a new week or going to a job. I typically don't do that. I really look forward to waking up because my 3-hour morning routine is actually enjoyable. It's something I look forward to and like a lot. So it helps me to look forward to each morning. The second benefit to the morning routine that I have is it helps me to stay fit and to not gain weight, since part of it includes walking at a brisk pace and doing it on a daily basis. It helps me to keep my body in good shape and not to, like I said, gain weight or put on weight or become unhealthy. The third benefit that I get from this is it allows me to learn something new every day, both by the reading and studying time and also by the podcast time, and it's a way to enjoy learning. I enjoy learning in this format. Everybody has their own ways of learning. This is a way that really works for me. Number four benefit is it allows me to spend an hour quietly by myself pondering about life, and it allows me to do this almost every day. So I think that is good for the soul. I think it's good for the mind. I think it's good for the body just to have some quiet time where you're not disturbed. The fifth benefit that I get from my morning routine is it helps me to be awake and alert for my day, because I've had those 3 hours to get up and do invigorating things both with my mind and with my body. It helps me to feel good and to be alert. It helps me to not need stimulants like caffeine or other substances like that to pick me up or help me get through the day. Typically, that 3 hours in the morning helps me to have my body be alert and awake and doing well so that I don't need that caffeine. I am not here to discourage or shame people who do drink caffeine during the day. I drink it sometimes too, but I don't feel like I have to drink it to get through the day, or I am in a habit of drinking it. One thing I try to do is to try to not develop any addictions or habits that I like that I feel dependent on. So the seventh benefit that I get from this morning routine is life is better with a nice morning routine. Simply that. I find that my life is richer, fuller. I'm more clear-minded. I'm happier. I just feel like I can go into each day with a positive attitude and not be rushing. I know that for some people, this morning routine won't work, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But for me, this morning routine works really well to start my day on a positive note, which kind of sets the tone for the rest of the day. For those who can't, for one reason or another, do this morning routine, maybe you have a job that starts at 6 a.m. or something like that that doesn't allow you to do this 3 hours that I do in the morning. So what I would suggest is do what you can. If you can do part of a morning routine like this, or shrink this routine down, or you don't need to do exactly what I do, maybe your routine is more vigorous exercise, maybe weightlifting, or maybe it's yoga or just meditating. It can be done in a shrinked or condensed version of what I do in less time. Maybe the answer for you is to consider doing your routine after work instead of before work, because you just don't have time before work because you have to be to work early. Or maybe you have a baby and that interferes with doing this at this hour. But find maybe times during your day when you can do it, even if you have to break it up. Figure out what works for you and implement some of those habits into your day. For me, it works well in the morning. For you, it might be I can do 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes around lunch, and then 30 minutes in the evening. Building healthy and positive habits, in my view and in my experience, leads to a healthier and happier lifestyle. I think when these kind of habits are a part of your life, especially if you have other habits that are not healthy physically or emotionally or mentally, trying to replace some of those habits with some of these other habits can be really awesome. For example, if you find yourself kind of feeling addicted to caffeine or a substance of that nature, or cigarettes or coffee or something you don't want to use anymore or drink anymore, maybe replacing that with water and some of these other healthier routines could help you to break that habit and enjoy something else that gives you the same benefits but doesn't maybe have the health ramifications that something that you want to shake out of your life could do. So I'm a big believer in the power of a morning routine. I think it's something that we can all consider and maybe try implementing, maybe give it a 2-week trial run to see how it works for you, or space it out, like I said, if that particular scheduling doesn't work for you. I'm really grateful that I'm able to do it because it adds a lot of richness to my life. I hope you guys are going to have a great weekend, great Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Just want to thank you for listening to the podcast and for supporting it. Please leave a review on Apple if you could. Please recommend it to a friend. That's the way the podcast can grow. And remember, the simple life is a good life.